Clever and easy bodybuilding for ladies. It's confusing because there are three separate phases and you can't skip them. And I will give you their best versions only to keep things simple. Bodybuilding is non-stop, just like aerobics. But unlike aerobics, when you can lift more, you do. Use wrist weights to increase by 1 or 2 pounds. Lift the music, one beat up, next beat down, to enter an easy-peasy dance trance. If you are forced to stop because you have been lifting too heavy, you are lifting too heavy, and you need to lower your weights so that you don't need to stop. You are not allowed to lift light, so light that you can lift more, as that only burns fat. If that is what you are looking for, go hiking and camping for many months at a time. And don't forget to bring enough food for the animals. Phase 1. You have to learn to very slowly jog. Use landmarks and the beautiful jogger wisdom. It's not jogging unless you are jogging non-stop straight through. And on your second through run, bring your 3-pound dumbbells. If you are forced to stop or think about hiding them in the bushes, it means they are working. And if not, if they are too light, then that means you need the wrist weights already. You have to get to the edge of what your body can handle and always stay there. This way, your body will continue developing. In this first phase, you are focused on building up endurance to actually have a non-stop 45-minute or hour-long workout. Without endurance, you just can't lift for long enough. Phase 2 starts when you feel, I'm not bodybuilding enough, because I only carry the dumbbells. Often weather may force you into the gym, or you may feel that it's not a good idea to just jog on concrete. And here, you switch from jogging for 1 hour to dancing for 1 hour. While performing standing dumbbell exercises, biceps above the head to the side, you cycle one after the other so that your muscle groups can rest. It is very important that you flex and turn, as that converts the dumbbells into a full body exercise. Muscle isolation is a silly idea. It only prevents all your other muscles from developing, and you do need all of them. How else to work out? So, you dance with dumbbells for 1 hour or so. Not so light that you can lift more, and never so heavy that you must stop. You must protect your hard-earned endurance. That's the bodybuilding driver. And phase 3 begins when you cross the hour. At some point, you will feel like doubling your stay. And then move on up towards much slower dancing and with 7.5 or 10 pounds per hand. Do it for 5 days a week with long weekends and plenty of days off, and you will continue to keep your body adapting. And just like the doctor says, the balanced meal is important because you will need your vegetables and you will need meat. And the people who perfected this kind of meal are the farmers. I recommend you try different dinners from all around the world. Be sure to include vegetables in your diet, or at least vegetable juice. The most important thing is that you develop a compact lifelong routine. Yes. It will keep you forever young and forever healthy. You will actually stop getting sick because you are frequently overheating, and that's just not a great environment for all the local bugs going around. More than anything else, a stable routine that keeps you young and healthy will show you that it needs to be an integrated full body dance exercise with dumbbells. This is the fastest kind of bodybuilding. It's the most effective, most sustainable, and provides the wisest results because all your muscles are growing in the correct sequence to support one another. Remember, the endurance must come first or you won't be able to move for long enough to lift anything. And then you start with the lightest of dumbbells and you stay on the edge. You never lift from the middle of the rack that will stop you. You have to start in the beginning and keep pushing what you have so that it becomes more. Lift light, but not so light that you can lift more, and never so heavy that you are forced to stop. It is not about how heavy you lift. It's about how long you lift your heavy for.